weather today in the greater Cincinnati area.
I love you so badly, I could...
They're solid plastic, so don't settle for imitation.
It's showtime, everybody! Showtime!
Life better, it is. On Jackalope Radio.
Learn it. Know it. Live it.
You're a legend in your own mind.
Damn, I think it's great. It's history making.
And now, the funniest, in your face, craziest mother on earth.
Don't drive no big black car. Don't like no Hollywood movie star.
The heart of a hero.
I'm a bad boy.
And the genius mind of a supervillain.
I'm the guy.
Ghost Getter.
Oh yeah. Good evening, welcome to the Mike Ghost Getter Show. Tonight we're kicking up some classic rock and a whole lot more, and here and there a few Stevie Ray Vaughans and Double Trouble. Here's Texas Flood with a Ghost Getter. We'll be right back.
Getter.
What is this? This is great.
It's Ghost.
It's really juicy.
On Jackalope Radio.
Yeah, I'll give you some Ghost Jerky to take home.
Oh, terrific. Great. Look forward to that.
Yeah, this has been great.
You're welcome.
Jackalope Radio.
Because nobody really gives a shit anyway.
I am not a number. I am a free man.
Here he is with more music, and then after that, more music, and then after that, more music. Just forget it.
Yeah. Here I be. Yeah. Yep. Wow. 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 Good evening and welcome to the Mike Ghostgetter Show, the nightbreedshow.wix.com/ghostgetter. You can find us on there. Awesome. That chat room to interact on the chat. That's the website to listen to the show. We are live, as always, unless something happens and I'm gone somewhere or something. Then I let you know. Then I play the best of shows, but... Yes, we are live. Welcome those of you in Kansas City, Missouri, Joplin, Missouri, Oklahoma City, everywhere else. We are outside of Dallas, Texas. We are in Texas, Fornia, Texas. Fornia. Welcome east, north, south, west. From all the way up north in the Paris industry, Paris district, down to Austin and San Antonio and those in Houston. Welcome to you. We appreciate you being here. In the chat, Dancing Queen, welcome as well. In the chat, I love the name. Got a little ABBA going on there. We appreciate it. Yeah.
Yeah.
We thank everybody for being here tonight. This is it's going to be an interesting night for a few reasons. One thing I'm going to talk about off and on all night is until the show's over is this amazing documentary, and I wonder if I'm not sure if any of you out there besides us locally around Dallas has seen this documentary. And I'm hoping that you guys and gals out there get a chance to see it. It's called When Dallas Rocked by Kirby Warnock. It is an amazing documentary about the old clubs around Dallas and places around Dallas before the Austin music scene. Before Austin, the music scene in Austin, everything was happening in the 60s and 70s around the Dallas area. Now, I've moved here around the butt end of the golden age of music when it was so awesome around here, and the amazing clubs they've had, Faces On the Rocks, and those places like that just vanished into thin air that no longer exist. We have a few here and there on Greenville Avenue. But down in the West End around that time in the 80s, mid to late 80s, the West End was packed. It was packed, full of people, because of club after club. There would be free concerts down there. They've had anyone from Van Halen to Warrant doing free concerts down there. They have, I've seen... people like, who was it, REO Speedwagon was down there, and so on and so forth. And I think the reason they tried to continue that idea is because of the scene that was going down here in Dallas around the 60s and 70s. And it is amazing how many people were roaming these clubs back then, for anywhere from Peter Frampton to ZZ Top, the Vaughn Brothers. You named it. You guess, you name it. These people were just regulars, and the scene was just awesome back then. And it was, and I did not know that so many people, so many musicians, hung around these places. This was the happening city around that time, and I did not know that. And this particular documentary explains that. That era, and it's an awesome documentary, and it was pretty amazing. And I tell you what, around the time that I moved here to Dallas is when they had KZEW and Q102 and all those Redbeard, Rodeo, the Bella. I can't think of my mind's going blank. But all those awesome people down here in Dallas at the time, great DJs, great radio shows where the people in town would interact with listeners. Everything that I've planned on doing, the idea that I was doing straight out of radio school, was to interact with the listeners, was to interact with the chatters, and continue to do that and not pre-record shows. And not edit shows or produce them and edit them or anything like that. Not do any of that stuff. That was the purpose of wanting to do the shows that I did. Play great music. Do not edit the music. Do not cut anything out. Of course, FCC regulations. I have to, bleep out some of the pretty harsh words sometimes. But as far as the 15-minute brick in the wall, and things like that, where it was edited, completely edited down. I, if ever come a time and I have that time to do so, I will play it. 11 minutes and 33 seconds. I have it, and I play it. I don't edit it like most people do. And the way they do things today where they edit everything out and they cut this and cut that because it's too long on a radio station. So that's what I try to do, where everything you're getting is live, and if there's a mistake, you're going to hear it. If something comes up, you'll never get a chance to make up for it, all that good stuff. So I saw this documentary, and toward the end, some of these old DJs and people that were around back then, they pretty much hit the nail on the head and said exactly what I wanted to hear, said exactly what I said or what I was thinking. I was shocked, and I thought, this is pretty amazing. So I went online, and I tried to find the person that done the documentary, did an amazing job with it, and I found him, and I wrote him, and I asked him if Kirby Warnock asked him if he'd be willing to do an interview with me, and I'd be honored if he would be on the show, and sure enough, he said he would. So he would love to do it. He just wanted me to email him. I need to find his email address and everything. And it's going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome because this guy is, he knows, he has all the photos. He has, he was there. He was around the scene. He was a part of that. So everything you need to know about all this, the Dallas rocked, you know, when the Vaughn brothers, all that stuff. Steve Ray Vaughan, all that, he knows it all. So it's going to be awesome to hear some of the stories and have him talk about it on the show. It's going to be great. It's going to be fun because, you know, if you're really a music lover and you're really into the era of Peter Frampton and all those people, blues, all the old classic rock stuff, if you're really into that, this is going to be a fun story to tell, and it's going to be an amazing interview. So stay tuned for that because I'm going to have that in the future. I'm not sure if I'm going to do it on Thursday because we do our show at 10 o'clock at night, or on a Friday. If he can't be up late, then I'm going to try and do it on a Friday, which is 9 Central. Even though it's a paranormal radio show, I've got to get that interview in because it's going to be fun. You know, I got to get that interview. So I apologize if it's not a show about paranormal at the time on a Friday. But I've got to get that interview in because it's going to be an amazing interview. And it's going to be fun to hear some of those stories that he tells. It's going to be something else. So stay tuned for that. And later on tonight, I'm going to have a piece of audio from that When Dallas Rocked documentary. Some audio I thought was really interesting, and I'd like for you guys out there to hear it because it's amazing. So that's what we're going to talk about later on tonight. Okay, also interesting enough, I'm losing my voice. I have to
drink me some orange juice.
I have nothing else around the house except water, so I have to drink some orange juice. But also tonight, I want to talk about the Michael Brown incident. I know all the radio stations are talking about it, and blah blah blah, and people get tired of hearing about it. I don't know if they are or not. But what is this? Anyway. But we're going to talk about that tonight, and the reason being is because if you remember on July 31st, I did a show about abusive authority. July 31st, I did a show on this. And what's really interesting is on July 31st, I also wrote there was a video that I posted on YouTube where police were getting a little out of hand. July 31st, remember, and I wrote on the video on Facebook, I posted, "It's only a matter of time, truthfully, till a police officer comes into a crowd like this and causes a huge city riot that spreads, all because of abuse of power. No one to blame but the people who hired them and the idiots themselves." I wrote that on July 31st. Remember, July 31st, I wrote that. This whole incident with the Ferguson, Missouri, happened on August 9th. August 9th is when it started. Ferguson, Missouri. So, how interesting, huh? Well, one piece of audio. Actually, I got three pieces of audio here I'm going to play of when I did my show on July 31st of this year. What was it, a week? 9 days. I'd say 9 days before this incident hit. And it's going to shock you because when I'm right, I'm right. I can't be any more right than this. And I hit the nail right on the head because I said eventually, well, you know, listen to what I say. This is July 31st. It's going to shock you. This is what I said, July 31st. But like the guy with the camera that's standing on the porch that has nothing to do with the people being arrested on the street, that has nothing to do with it whatsoever. If you're standing on the porch with a camera on your own property, with your own personal property, using it however you want to, because, you know, the government does without our authority all the time, and they've been busted for illegal phone taps and cameras on people and doing all kinds of different things to us unconstitutionally, and you're standing on a porch holding a camera and you're angry saying it's just wrong for that person to do that, that's a little out of line. And if you walk on their property and you take their camera from their hands, first of all, you don't have a warrant. Second of all, you have no legal standing to walk on the guy's property and take his stuff. You can't do it. You don't have probable cause if a guy is standing on a porch using a camera and you go up on his porch and you attack him. You don't have legal standing. Yeah, just like the video I saw today with two street performers, and they get arrested and they get this and they get that because they're not supposed to be street performing. And somebody mentions, go write a ticket and that should be done with you. There's no reason why you should arrest a street performer for doing what he's doing. Of course, we didn't see the whole film, so we don't know if maybe the police have went down there 1,000 times and told the guy not to do it, and he continues to do it, not listening. We don't know the complete story, but why does it take 4 police officers to take down 1 skinny guy? What's the purpose of that? What's the reasoning behind that? So I'm positive that the shoe fits on both feet, basically. The river runs on both sides. Something is not going on right in the right frame of mind when it comes to authority, and something's not right in the right frame of mind when it comes to these people that are committing offenses. But regardless of who's right and who's wrong, if you continue to keep doing things in front of crowds and you keep posting things and posting videos on YouTube or Facebook and continue to make the public angry, and you keep making the public angry, posting these videos over and over again with so many people that are not logical, and you know there are a lot of people on this planet that have no logic whatsoever. They just call what they see, and automatically they judge what they're a book by its cover without asking any questions. We have a whole slew of people in society that do that, even in authority. But as long as that happens, what is going to happen in the future is there is going to be someone that gets arrested or someone that gets treated out of line or beaten by a asp or nightstick. You know, back in the day it was billy club and nightsticks, and they were wooden, now they're asp, which are metal, and they hurt like hell. If you continue to do so, what's going to happen is the crowd is going to get angry, and you're going to start ticking people off, and not only are you going to have to handle 2 other people or 1 other person that gets angry, you're going to have to handle maybe a relative or a person that doesn't like the fact that you're pushing him on the ground, and they get up and start arguing, and they get a little out of hand, and so on and so forth, and the crowd gets bigger, and it turns into 3, and it turns into 5, and it turns into 10, and next thing you know, you got a whole group of people in this park that are angry. And one turns into 100, and 2 turn into 200. And next thing you know, you got a riot on your hands in that area. If not the city, then the whole country erupts. This is how it starts. I said that. That was July 31st. July 31st, I said that. Am I not right on the money or what? July 31st, I said that. If you keep abusing authority... Let me put it this way. If you keep abusing authority, people are going to get angry. Is that better? Or is this better? Let me see. Turn this down. No? How about that? No. Here we go. Better, huh? If you keep abusing authority... People are going to get angry. I said that July 31st. And of course, on August 9th, there's a man or teenager that gets shot dead in the street in a suburb of St. Louis, and a riot breaks out. Why?
Because of abuse of authority.
And of course, the media, too. The media's like, oh my goodness, man gets shot. What do we do? Yeah, that's what happens. Belmer, police officer in a news conference says Brown physically assaulted the officer during a struggle between the two. Brown reached for the officer's gun. One shot was fired in the car, followed by other gunshots outside the car. I don't know what that means. Brown's parents retain attorney Benjamin Crump, who represented the family of Trayvon Martin, same guy. I don't know if I would pick the same guy because he lost the case. As their counsel. A candlelight vigil to honor Brown later turns violent. More than a dozen businesses are vandalized and looted. More than 30 people are arrested, and 2 officers were injured, suffered injuries. And so on and so forth. And what's today? The 14th. On Wednesday, after a third night of protests full of tension, the city of Ferguson asked protests and vigils for Brown to be held during the daytime. Why? All of it can happen anytime. It doesn't matter what day it is. A number of volunteers gathered to help the city start to pick up the pieces after tense and violent episodes in prior days. Media learns Wednesday, after Brown's remains had been turned over to the family, the Justice Department opens federal civil rights investigation related to the Ferguson shooting. Ferguson police say at news conference at 9/11 that the 9/11 tape from Saturday, 911 tape from Saturday, would be released soon. Brown had no criminal background, the St. Louis County Prosecutor's Office discloses. Ferguson Florissant School District postpones the first day of school until August 18th due to safety concerns. 9 o'clock, police begin to throw tear gas at protesters in Ferguson in order to disperse crowds during the commotion. Police also force media to move back out of the area and throw tear gas at an Al Jazeera America crew. I would throw tear gas at Al Jazeera TV media also, because they're scumbags of the earth. Yeah. Who likes Al Jazeera? But terrorists. And why is all this going on? Because of abuse of authority. 10 p.m. Governor Jay Nixon announces Twitter that he is canceling the visit to Missouri State Fair Thursday to visit Ferguson. And today, police announced 16 people have been arrested, 2 officers injured during the fourth night of violence. City Alderman Antonio French is released from jail without formal charges and posting bond. Missouri governor makes his first stop, many through North St. Louis County and Ferguson. Obama's a jackass. That was 11:40. 3:30, Governor Nixon announced Thursday that Missouri Highway Patrol will take control of security in Ferguson and that the unit in the embattled town would be overseen by Captain Ron Johnson, who was born and raised in there in the community. And, of course, I heard today that they were firing rubber bullets and all that stuff. And also as well, I heard that they were staging a protest in Times Square in New York, blocking Times Square in protest of this, all this stuff that was going on. And unlike Trayvon Martin, this kid had no police record. Interesting. And what did I say on July 31st before all this happened? What did I say? This is part two of what I said. But what's going to happen is some idiot's going to get out of hand. And, of course, the person that he has on the ground is going to get out of hand. And it's going to be in the wrong place at the wrong time, and it's going to start a huge thing. I know it's coming. I'm telling you. Because as long as the media creates this overblown, let's scare the world,
fear-mongering
factor, and make everybody think that the whole world is evil, and which it is sometimes, but everybody that makes above $100,000 a year is an evil person, which they're not, and every person of authority is out to get you and kill your cat or whatever it is. As long as you get everybody out there in the world that thinks that way and you put this image of evil and gore and death and dread and sadness and everything that's coming, the world coming to an end overnight, people are going to start feeling that way. And the only person to blame for that is the media and, of course, the people that post these videos on Facebook, most of the time the media. But we blame the object and not the people, and we don't take responsibility for our actions. And that's what's getting out of hand now. And I said that July 31st, that I said it was going to happen. And I told you this was going to happen. I said it. I said it was going to happen. Of course, what do I know, right? That's a shame. It's a shame. Oh, boy.
We're back. Ready for round two.
Well, we'll be back on the Mike Ghost Getter Show. Stick around. We got more coming up.
It was an early morning yesterday. I was up before the dawn. And I really have enjoyed my stay. But I must be moving on. Like a king without a castle, like a queen without a throne. I'm an early morning lover, and I must be moving on. Yeah, yeah. Now I believe in what you say is the undisputed truth. But I have to have things my own way to keep me in my youth. Without an anchor, like a slave without a chain, just a thought of those sweet ladies as they shiver out through my veins. And I will go on shining, shining like brand new. I'll never look behind me, my troubles will be few. some they do and some they don't, and some you just can't tell, and some they will and some they won't, and some it's just as well. You can laugh at my behavior, that'll never bother me. Say the devil is my savior, but I don't pay no heed. And I will go out shining, you're shining like brand new. I'll never look behind me, my troubles will be few.
Like an ass is what he does.
On Jackalope Radio.
There's ringing in my ears.
with the ghost getter.
Now let me bring you up to speed. We know nothing. You are now up to speed.
The tunes that rock, with the info that shocks, the original Pararock Radio.
Yeah, Jackalope. Jackalope, Jackalope. Jack, 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 Jackalope, Lope, Lope. Dudes, talk to us in chat room. The chat room, you talk to us in chat. TheNightbreedShow.wix.com/ghostgetter. Ghost Getter has to come in the chat room and talk with us and me and Dancing Queen and those out there. Cats off tonight. She's spending time with her familia. They're over there eating her food, rummaging through her Frigidaire. They eat cake. We hang out and eat cake. That's what we do. Eat cake. Welcome to TalkStreamLive.com and TuneIn.com as well. Search Jackalope Radio to find us on there. We are live, as always. I think we're the only ones live anymore. Nah, I think Nightwatch is live. And welcome, everybody. Appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, boy. Orange juice is getting to me. Thanks, everybody. As I talk about part three tonight, or play part three or three of Abuse of Authority, of what I said on July 31st, remember, I'm right. I'm always right. That's right. I said this would happen, and sure enough, it did happen. You don't believe me? I got the audio from July 31st to prove it. Just because they're trying to perform and earn an extra buck because, you know, society can't give them a job anymore. No one can get work these days. So they try to do something on their own, create their own business by being a street performer, which I don't have a problem with. Of course, you know, these days you got to have a license. And, you know, if you can afford one, get one so they can't use it against you. But if you can do that, then do that. Then they don't have a reason to be on you like that. But there's no reason for them to take you down and abuse you and beat you up and throw you around. With these videos I've been seeing a lot lately, it's just getting out of hand. And like I said, the more you keep abusing authority like that, the more you're going to piss off society and you're going to create rioting. That's what's going to happen. You can't keep pushing people around and putting them, backing them into a corner and keep backing them into a corner until eventually they fight back. When you abuse somebody long enough, they will fight back and they will bite back. It's already happened a few times in England, so I would not be surprised if it don't happen eventually because you're just plain stupid. That's July 31st. I was right. I was right. As always. I said this would happen, and sure enough, it did happen. August 9th, abuse of power, I guess it was. I don't know. I don't listen to the media. I'm not going to believe everything they say because they sure like to over-exaggerate because of the drama. Anytime, you know, because, you know, there's a guy here in Dallas that was shot and killed, that was unarmed here just last week. And the media didn't seem to make a big deal out of that one. They didn't. But the same scenario, the same thing. Guy was unarmed and he was shot and killed. Media didn't make a big deal out of that because it wasn't dramatic enough, I guess. So they didn't say anything. But it happened here. Then we see these What was the video I saw the other day on somebody posted on Facebook? And I'm seeing it for what it is. Maybe it's over-exaggerated. I can't possibly see how this can be over-exaggerated. But there was two police officers standing at the doorway of somebody's house. And the person comes walking up to the door with a camera phone. And one of the police officers reaches in and punches the person or slaps him in the face that have the camera in their eye, that's holding the camera. You can't do that. You can't just reach in and punch somebody in the face just because they're holding a camera. You can't do that. If you think you can reach your hand, you're standing at the doorway and you won't walk in because you feel like you don't have probable cause to walk in, but you reach your hand in and you punch somebody in the face holding a camera, isn't that the same thing as putting your foot in the doorway? And if that's so, if he had no right to do that, then he should be fired or suspended. But you can't do that. When are we going to make them be responsible for their actions? When are people of authority going to be responsible for their actions as much as the people that are not? It is getting a little too far out of hand. People are not taking responsibility for their actions, and I'm astounded. But I said it was going to happen. I said eventually this would happen. And sure enough, guess what? It happened. And then everybody is acting like they're shocked that something like this is going on. They're shocked that what we're seeing on YouTube or Facebook, it's a shocking thing to see. I don't want to see this crap that people keep posting on Facebook. I'm getting tired of it. It's so outrageously negative now. It's not even funny. So many people posting. And I'm telling you this right now. I know that children are being abused. I know there are children out there that are being abused by their parents or whoever it is that is their guardian. I know that they're being abused. You don't have to show me the video on YouTube or Facebook. You don't have to show me the video proving that a child is being abused. I don't want to see that. Very disturbing videos that people are posting lately. Disturbing. I'm tired of seeing the disturbing videos people are showing on Facebook. I know this is going on. I'm not turning a blind eye. I know it's happening. But I don't need to see disturbing images of it. And frankly, and I tell you this right now, if I continue to keep seeing these disturbing images, I'm taking you off my Facebook. I seen one the other day. It was a toddler. It didn't even look like a baby that was a year old, probably younger. And this woman, it's laying on a bed face down, and this woman is beating him on the head with a pillow because she's angry. Very, very disturbing video. I don't want to see that. I know this is happening. You don't have to post the video for everyone to see it. You can call the authorities and give them the video and turn this person in. What good is it, do you, to show me or show somebody else that has nothing to do with this person, who probably doesn't even know their name or who they are or anything about them? What can we do about it? Show awareness to abuse? We understand that. We are aware of it. We do things about it every year on a regular basis. There's nothing we can do about a person that does that except turn them into authorities. Don't give me the video. Don't post it for everyone else to see that. Turn them in and put them in jail. That is the idea. By you posting it on Facebook is not going to stop it. What they're going to do is they're going to put down, they're going to continue to do it behind the camera. And I certainly don't know who the idiot was that was holding the camera, but whoever was holding the camera showing this needs to be in jail themselves for not doing anything about it. But don't show me the video. I am not interested. I know what's going on. Turn them in to the police like a freaking common sense person you should be. Use some logic. Use the half-wit brain you have and turn them in. Don't show me the video, and don't show some complete stranger the video, and not tell them who the person is, because it does no good. All they post is, if you see this person, don't add them to your Facebook. Or if you see this person, tell everyone about them so they won't be friends. Who cares about whether the person's on your Facebook or friends with you? This is more important than a Facebook friendship. This person should be in jail. But you constantly post these videos. I'm going to take you off my friends list. I don't need to see these disturbing images. If you can't seem to turn it in to the proper authorities, which I am not, then I don't want you on my Facebook. People just seem to have enjoyment in popping up these videos all over the place to get some kind of reaction. And I don't know what kind of reaction you're expecting. Maybe get a few more comments on the bottom. People saying, oh, that's just wrong. They should do something about that. To get reactions from your friends on your friends list. To get more comments. That's pretty stupid, if you ask me. That's stupid. I'm logical. I'm going to get rid of you. That is my warning. Post it again. I'm taking you off my friends list. I don't want to see that. And this wasn't something that, it was kind of surprising. I wasn't expecting it. I really wasn't expecting it. There was no warning telling me what it was. I was appalled at what the person did, and I was more appalled that the person posted it. I was really appalled at that. I don't want to have nothing to do with that, and I don't want to have nothing to do with the people that are morbid in the brain to pop stuff. They used to do it with animals. They used to show people being cruel to animals all the time until it got to the point where I would just send these videos in and say that they were spam or say it was objectionable material, and I would send it to Facebook of these animals being slaughtered or abused. I didn't want to see that, so I just started deleting the post or saying it was objectionable. But now people have gotten even more morbid, and they started posting human beings being tortured or human beings. I'm seeing stuff on their post on their kids in Iraq with their heads being chopped off. Here's the disturbing images. I'm like, I don't want to see that, and I don't want to see the video. And I don't expect people to be posting videos like that. Don't try to manipulate my brain and try to manipulate people into following your belief system by posting images and videos of crap like that. You're not doing any good but manipulating people. I'm not interested. So I'll take you off my Facebook. Do it again, I'm going to take you off my Facebook. I don't want to see that. I don't want to be a part of that. Have some logic, will you? Use it. Use it for positive reasons. There's so much negativity going on in the world. You know, it's just there's too much negativity. We're trying. apparently they cut me off. That's what they're saying, but that's okay. I don't know. Am I on? I don't know if I'm on or not. I should be. But, I don't know. I have to go check. I have to type that in there. Anyway, I'm going to take a break, and I'll be back here in a few minutes. I'm going to go check and see if I'm posted on there. Stick around. Coming up, I got more from Classic Rock. We'll be back.
Sound of the river, you stop and you hold everything. A band is blowing Dixie, double fall time. You feel alright when you hear the music ring. Well, now you step inside, but you don't see too many faces. Coming in out of the rain, they hear the jazz go down. Competition in other places. But the horns, they blowing that sound. Way on down south. Way on down south, London town. Check out Guitar George. He knows all the chords. Mighty strictly rhythm, he doesn't want to make it cry or sing. If then an old guitar is all he can afford. When he gets up under the lights to play his thing. And Harry doesn't mind if he doesn't make the scene. He's got a saving it up Friday night with the Sultans, with the Sultans of Swing.
true.
DRS 2006.
Radio automation software. When second best won't do.
Carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
ghost getter. Some get it.
Oh, brah, it's just like, you just get spit right out of them. And you just drop in and just smack the lip. Whoop-ah! Drop down, snap, ah! And then after that, you just drop in, you just ride the barrel and get pitted. So pitted like that.
Others don't. Which one are you?
Jackalope Radio.
Yep, I got cut off. At least I have it in chat, right? Or I have it in the archives. I have to drop my show earlier because of it. That's okay. Thanks to those of you out there, thenightbreedshow.wix.com/ghostgetter for listening tonight. We appreciate it. Dancing Queen. I posted on the archives for you. Or whoever wants to listen. It's funny. Yeah. I'll have it tomorrow night, though, that's for sure. Appreciate everybody being here. It's just strange. It always seems to happen on a Thursday. I can't do an interview if this keeps happening. Can't do a major interview on a Thursday night. If I keep getting cut off like that, I can't do it. I can't do it. I just cannot do it. Can't do it. Not gonna do it. It's not happening, so. It just, I'm gonna have to cut my show off short. Just to, just because that's the way it is, I guess. So anyway, I don't even know if I can talk about anything now, except for the fact that I'm right. That I'm right again. Like always. Anyway. Tomorrow night, the Nightbreed Show, we're going to turn around. We're probably going to talk about the problems with suicide and that we've been noticing lately that everybody in the country is talking about. So we're going to talk about that. And is Robin Williams right or wrong for what he did? Some people, you know, some people are to the point where they're saying, feel bad for him, because he was mentally unstable or mentally ill and had depression and killed himself. But what's the difference between him killing himself and some guy who is mentally unstable, has a mental has a depression problem, shoots and kills two other people, and we're blaming guns for it? We don't blame the mental state of people. We don't blame depression for this. We blame the we blame guns. I find that really interesting. So basically, Robin Williams kills himself, and automatically everybody wants us to feel bad about it. Yeah, if he shot himself, would we blame guns? Probably not. If he killed two other people, he probably would blame guns. Yeah, it just makes no sense to me. It's pretty hypocritical, if you ask me. To me, it's the same thing. You're going to blame somebody, might as well blame for the same thing. So, I can't see the difference. All I know is I'm right, as always. Oh, well, I can't help it. I can't help it. I just can't help myself. Anyway, we'll just switch it over tomorrow night. We'll talk about that. And I'm yawning here, so. just here killing time because nobody's listening to my show anymore because I got cut off. Thank you. Appreciate that. I can't even get my show on archives being played on the station, and now I can't even get it to play live anymore. That sucks. So, I don't know. I have no idea what we're going to do. So, anyway, that's tomorrow night. And a whole lot of Rosie. Yeah, I don't have nothing else to play because my show's gotten totally cut off. Hey, how about the Shut Up Devil app? You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to play my 10-minute Rocky rock history. And then cut the show off, I guess. No, I ain't going to do that. That's too long. Nah, it's too long. I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to play. Let's play something else. Since we're killing time anyway. And my show got cut off the station. Let's see what we can play real quick. Trying to figure it out. See, how about paranormal bit? Nah, let's not do that. Pinhead Preacher of the Week. Nah, we're not going to do that. Yep, there's nothing there. It's almost time for Walking Dead, so we're going to get that back on the groove there. So, I don't know. We'll find something. I'm trying to find something on here. Let's play Reverend Tick Johnson on the Night Bridge on the Mike Ghost Getter Show. We'll play Reverend Tick Johnson. Night Bridge Show. Hello.
Yes, it's Reverend Tick Johnson from the Evangelical Pentecostal Baptist Church of Latter-day Mormons. And
oh, Lord.
How you doing, Getta?
All right, I guess.
You know, the Lord spoke to me and said, you need saving.
Nothing wrong with that, I guess.
You know it's March Madness, Getta, with the Final Four?
Yes, I'm aware of college basketball.
I wasn't talking of college basketball, son. I was talking about the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse.
The Apocalypse?
Yes, the Apocalypse. Death, war, pestilence, and feminism.
You mean famine.
If you open your Bibles up to the Book of Peggy, chapter 8, verse 7, the sealeth was broken, and out came the devil, and her name was Peggy. And she stood on high and said, hear ye, for I come with the great bolts of lightning and strike his man down by his own converse.
What kind of a Bible is this anyway?
It's the Lord's. You should not even question the Lord's spoken words unto Peggy.
Okay. I guess.
What's so funny, Getta?
Nothing. Nothing, I guess.
Let me ask you a question.
Oh, here we go.
Do you love the Lord? I mean, do you love the Lord?
Yeah, of course I do.
Well, if you open the chapter 633, verse 1 of the Book of Lewis, and the prophet Huey spoken under the earth saying...
Huey? Isn't that like an 80s band?
No. Shall I read?
Okay.
Thy love. Do you believe in thy truth-eth? Do you believe in thy love? Oh, you better believe it truth-eth. Thus saying the prophet Huey, who spoketh unto Jacob's ladder with the heart of thy rock and with the power of thy love.
I could have sworn.
Getta?
Yes?
You know it, that punishment for interruptus. We spoken about this last time. Verse 2. Do you need thy money? Don't need thy fame? Don't need thy credit cardeth? That rideth the train. It's strongeth and it's suddeneth and it's cruel sometimes.
But it might save your life.
Can I finish?
Okay.
You were wrong because it says in the great book of Lewis that it might saveth your lifeth. It isn't spoken. spoken like a true prophet, unless it's spoken unto thine itseth this and this thistles.
I guess you know, Reverend.
Hold now for a tick healing.
Not again.
I said hold now for a tick healing. I sense a problem with your club foot, and the Lord spoke to me and saideth, heal thy club foot and spread love and ointment upon his toes and help him walk again.
Yes, Father Tick.
Are you sorry of your sins?
Yes, brother.
Release that devil from his toes. Your satanic feeties and toeses are no longer.
Toeses? What the heck is toeses?
Walk again in the name of the Lord.
Thank you, Father Tick.
Shibbly, gibbly, twisty, nibbly, suck a lot of lala puppy. Woo! Drive through if you please it.
Okay.
I have to go. It's backed up in the Lord's drive through and might have to make people pull in the special parking for Jesus. I'm Reverend Tick, and this conversation is healed.
I want to thank everybody tonight for joining the Nightbreed Show, or the Mike Ghost Getter Show. Okay. Till tomorrow night, the Nightbreed Show, 9 Central, where we will be live. Here's some Stevie Ray Vaughan for you, for your enjoyment of that Voodoo Chai Lai. That's what I used to tell my nephew, Chili. It's Chile. No, it's Chili. Voodoo Chili. Of course, if you ate some of that Texas chili, you would see how voodoo-ish it is, especially when we make it. So tomorrow night for the Mike Ghost Getter Show and all of us here, Cat and Dancing Queen, see ya.
and hot stuff.
Why so serious?
Jackalope Radio.